morning, and welcome to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Today is July the 4th, 2020, and happy Independence Day, everybody. Okay, we're going to start the show off. Good morning, Tim and Rick.
Good morning.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Lori?
Yeah, I heard you. I didn't hear Rick, though.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I know he's calling in. Yeah,
there, you go.
There he is.
Got you both. Okay. All right. I believe you guys want to start off with Tim doing some announcements first, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Go ahead.
Okay, folks. We have had a very interesting week. I'm going to save the most important part to the end of what I've got to say. Of course, we all know Ghislaine Maxwell got arrested. You know, Jeffrey Epstein's main squeeze for a lot of years. Of course, there's a lot of talk whether or not the feds can keep her alive until court. You know, I'm not talking about bail hearing, but I'm talking about until trial. I couldn't resist it. I looked up on the odds, on the money line odds on how she'll die. And here's what the big money thinks. 2-1 odds on her having an accident, 3-1 odds on suicide, killed or murdered, 4-1 odds, natural causes, 4-1 odds, and any other case, 5-1 odds. So it looks like the quote accident, quote suicide are the leading contenders. I mean, this
you
is
mean,
funny.
You mean Arkansas? When you say suicide, you mean Arkansas?
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I mean. Just like Epstein. So,
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. But anyway, folks, that's just one point. This COVID-19 thing, Florida's apparently relocking down, as well as a few other states. I haven't read all the articles this morning. But just looking at the headlines, it says there's a curfew ordered in Miami. Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Trump Jr.'s lady, has tested positive, apparently. You know, I don't know how much of this is real. I don't know how much of it is hype. I've got a feeling a majority of it is hype. Talked to my friend out in Arizona last week, Steve Hunt, gold and silver guy from Swiss America. He says you get a $250 fine just for walking outside your house without a mask on. So we'll see what happens. The bottom line is, folks, I think they're getting ready to shut it down again. I hope not. I want to be wrong. That last shutdown personally cost us dearly, but we'll see what happens. Believe it or not, gold Thursday night closed at $1,776. I thought that was appropriate considering the holiday we're celebrating. Of course, this is the paper price, not the real price, folks. If you can find gold at actual spot price, buy it. That's all I can say. Same with silver. Gold, I haven't seen anything less than a $70 premium per ounce, and I've seen nothing less recently than a $5 premium an ounce on silver. And silver right now is at $18 paper price. Now, the thing that I really wanted to talk about, and I might have accidentally closed it, but that's all right. Or did I? No, I didn't. There's an article on Zero Hedge. Is America heading for civil war? Well, the conclusion of the article is yes, after a progression of steps as outlined by Saul Alinsky and Karl Marx. the powers that be globally, not just in the United States, are absolutely trying to foment violence between us reasonable, sane people and those younger, that younger generation or part of it that is not old enough to remember what communism was really like. All three of us co-hosts here on the show lived it, lived through it, lived it, did the precautions, did the, what is the word? Well, let's just say we were actively opposing the Soviets on a daily basis. These youngsters, they don't remember what it was really like. They don't remember that the elite in the Soviet Union lived fairly well, but the 99% literally had to stand in line for 6 to 8 hours for a single loaf of bread. And we're talking in the cities mainly. All of us remember the collective farms where, you know, a family of peasants was given 40 acres to work for food, you know, grow food. They were never paid, but they were allowed to have enough to eat themselves and vegetables and all that. We don't remember, I mean, these youngsters don't remember the purges in the Soviet Union. You know, Stalin alone killed, what was it, Rick, 60 million people?
Something in that range. I thought it was somewhat higher, but that's a good enough number, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, and this is what these youngsters are wanting us to live under. I'm sorry, guys, I'm not playing. I'd rather be dead than play this game. It's not going to happen. And if anybody remembers history, when these purges started was immediately after they confiscated all the guns of the Russian people. That's when it started. Oh, and by the way, Mao Zedong, guess what? That's when the purges started in China, when they killed 100 million plus. Right after they confiscated all the guns. So we're not, you know, I know Lori and I, and I'm sure Rick, is not going to play this game. We are not going to lay down and die. It just ain't going to happen. You know, I wish I could say I'd rather die on my feet than on my knees, but guys, I'm sorry, physical circumstances, I'll be fighting for my knees, so I guess it's the same thing.
I think in the movies, anyway, they're generally not standing up, aren't they? Usually behind something, that's going to work. You can fight from your knees. It'll take them longer to hit you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, where this article goes is something I've actually been thinking about for a long time, guys. We are in a progression. We're in the part where there is a divide between us and these woke youngsters, where it's right before the Civil War part. And it's not going to be a Civil War like North and the South and people marching down, you know, through open cow fields and pastures and stuff like that, facing off at 70 yards and shooting each other. That's not the kind of Civil War I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind of Civil War that we saw simmer in Colombia for years, that, you know, Iran-Contra time frame. You know, that's the kind of Civil War I'm talking about, and that's almost worse. You know, we are right before that stage. And it, yes, Ken, where people just disappear. Yeah, exactly. And that's the kind of thing I'm thinking is coming. Now, I personally believe that this is going to be a very, very long and hot summer in so many ways. Remember, the civil unrest always picks up when it's hot for some reason. I think people's tempers are shorter. The cold doesn't drive them in at night. So I think things are going to go south pretty quick, guys. And there's other things. I could keep going for an hour, but I'm not going to do that because I know Rick has limited time today. So, Rick and Lori, I'll shut up. You guys opine or go to somewhere completely different, whatever you want to do.
Lori, you probably had a comment. I have a comment. If you would like to comment, go ahead.
No, actually, I was just hoping that... I was just hoping that today's Independence Day would be a peaceful one, but, you know, it probably won't be. But I just want everybody to try to have a safe and enjoy their Independence Day, you know, with family, friends, whoever you can be with today, you know, under the circumstances.
Yeah. There you are, a woman's point of view. Tim, put her COVID mask on before she ruins the show with peaceful demonstration. This is just going to be awful. This peace and love stuff has got to stop. And Tim and I were talking about this exact sort of thing before the show, that, you know, when you seek to inform our listeners of the things you've run across, which is, you know, as I've said it before, in my opinion, is part of our fiduciary responsibility to do that, you're also accidentally proliferating the globalist deep state narrative. You're spreading the contagion of it all. It's like taking off your mask to tell somebody you've got COVID-19. You know, it's one of those things. You know, My overall thought on the matter is that, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago, there was all kinds of happy, hopeful YouTubes out there about how Donald Trump has backed the deep state into a corner, and now he's going to go ahead and set off the trap, and all the perps are going to go to jail, and the sun's going to come out, and everything's just going to be great. And, you know, as the year progresses, it would appear to me, and when I say it appears to me, that's what I mean, that we are not even coming close to winning this fight. These people have got something going on, and I don't think they intend in any way, shape, or form to back up or back down. They're getting away with everything. Why the hell would they ever even consider changing what they're doing here at this point? You know, if you've got a winning chess game going on, using a strategy that is proven, and you're doing great, that's no time to change gamut strategies.
Well, I agree.
Screaming. I don't think they will. I mean, for all you folks, no offense, Lori, for all you folks that would like to be cheery and hopeful, I don't know that there's a ton to be hopeful about, but I was talking to my wife earlier this week. She basically expressed, you know, girls, you know how they can be, expressed the same sentiment that Lori did, but, you know, she was forced to admit that things don't look good for the population.
No.
You know, so if you're thinking that these globalists are suddenly going to say, you know what, T- controlling, forcing myself on and controlling or destroying 14 and a half billion people and sequestering the entire planet and its resources. If you're thinking they're suddenly and mysteriously going to say, this no longer interests me, I think I want to learn to fly fish, you're goofy. If you think that out of nowhere, these people are going to suddenly stand up and say, the murder or enslavement of 14 and a half million people, I'm a little worried about what God is thinking about this. It might be pissing them off. He might not like it. You think they're suddenly going to get religion? You're wrong. They're not. They've been planning this for
at least 50 years, Rick.
Oh, my God, way longer than that. There's evidence of the Masons writing letters back and forth about this exact scenario in the 1870s.
Well, you know, Rick, you're right. I think the difference is that more and more people are realizing what's going on because you've got the Soros and the Gates and, you know, those kind of people coming out and openly saying, we're going to kill 13-14ths of you. You know, we've got them actively saying that, and they're going to do it through vaccinations and control of food.
Right.
And it's on their own websites. You can read it.
Oh, no, that's true. But the problem is, and this is why they laugh at us, laugh at the average everyday human being, is because they know damn good and well people aren't going to read it any more than people go onto the Federal Reserve website and start reading their reports. It's all there.
I do.
And that's why you've got the show. But you know, the average person just wants to be left alone, and the globalists, they're not going to do that. The globalists?
Well, that's
one thing
that'll never happen.
They're a very small group of humans, just very few, really. But they have absolutely no self-control, and they want to control 14 and a half billion people or kill them. You're talking about people who have serious sex problems, pedophilia. Adultery is nothing. That's just an everyday situation. They got drug problems. They're hooked on material wealth and possessions. They seek thrills and I'm not going to explain to you people what that is at all. We're not going there. They're into ritual murder and Satan worship, and they absolutely scream with laughter at the thought of destroying families and family values and sequestering, enslaving, and murdering 14-15ths of the planet. They want to get this place down to 500 million people. We're at 14 and a half billion thereabouts. This is what they're up to, and they're not going to stop because they're doing great. So what do you left with?
We got a break, buddy.
All right. What do you left
with? Wait, gentlemen. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We will start taking calls at the bottom of the hour.
Your mama's been a good friend of mine, but your mama's saying farewell. And the only time that you're satisfied is with your feet in the wishing well.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Show here on RBN. The guys have been covering some of the things that have been going on in the news and stuff like that. And Rick, you were talking before the break. Go ahead, hon. Hello?
Take it off mute, Rick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was on mute because I was trying to get chicken juice off my fingers before I grabbed this phone. We got the crew coming over today, so it's going to be smoked chicken thighs, which I started sometime yesterday, and fireworks.
Wow.
Here. Yeah, it's going to be some of the older kids are investing in murder grade. These fireworks are big enough and dangerous enough that you can throw them at police. That's how cool these fireworks are. So, you don't know what I'm... You haven't been watching the news,
right.
And you don't know that that's what they've been doing, is throwing these type
of the
fireworks.
The mortar fireworks. That's what they've been shooting and throwing at the police.
They got the chief. I couldn't believe it. Some idiot runs forward out of a crowd, throws this at a bunch of policemen. The chief is standing in the middle in his full dress uniform. He isn't geared up at all. The thing, he can see it coming. That's why he's the chief. He's just, his reflexes are shot. The thing rolls straight up into the policeman. He doesn't really move more than a step or two when the thing goes off. For all of you that don't know, what makes these fireworks so nasty is the fact that they're burning aluminum, which burns at like 4,000 degrees or whatever. That's why it can get such a big bang out of such a... It's not gunpowder at all. It's something entirely different. It's more like thermite. But, and we're not going there either.
Yeah.
But it hit him in the leg and he had to go to the hospital. So anyway, that's what we're going to do today. So while we're doing the show here, I'm getting a few things moving. store. I apologize. Yeah. So what do you have? I haven't forgotten what I was talking about. So what are you left with now that we are basically, well, I hate to say this, essentially an occupied country, an enslaved, if we are a conquered country, and if we are an occupied country and an enslaved civilization here, what is left for you? Well, as my wife and I were talking about, like Monday, Tuesday, you're going to go back to the beginning. You're going to go back to
yes.
God and family, because honestly, I mean, realistically, you have absolutely no choices anyway. I mean, if your plan is to grab a firearm and run into the middle of a bunch of Antifa useless idiots and hose them down with something, 223 or whatever it is, you're just going to wind up in jail, and you're going to be a martyr, and they're going to call you the dumbest person that ever lived anyway. So that's no plan at all. I don't know how a civil war might manifest itself. I really don't, or if it ever happens. But I do know that using Pascal's wager, using his logic, I do know that if I tell you to treat your family well and seek God, I know that I can't hurt you in any way. I know that is responsible advice under any circumstances. So I don't feel bad or nervous about telling you that. And you know what? If we all should turn out to be mistaken about the situation we're in, and I don't see any way that that's going to happen. But if by some miracle we should be wrong, great. You being kind to your family and going seeking the Lord, repenting for your insanity, this is going to be a real good thing for you. And you're never going to call the radio station up and say, "That damn Rick, on his advice, I tried to straighten out my spiritual life, and there was no disaster." Well, okay, I'll take the blame for that. No problem. You wanna get on
yeah.
for that? That's the kind of mistake I want to make. So you know that's what you're left with. You know, pay close attention to your family, your friends. Maybe try to learn how to treat your neighbors as your friends as your family, your neighbors as your family. Look at that and see if that doesn't improve the quality of your life. The Pope.
Oh, well.
The Pope warns of the dangers of socialism. The chaos and dramatic change that has risen from the ashes of the devastated Europe and the fall of empires and the creation of new states. The communism in Russia creates an ideal cultural meeting for the germination of socialist and communist propaganda, political, social unrest, economic crisis, unemployment, misery, and hunger. Now, does that sound like something the Pope would say?
Not really, guys.
Well,
we have a break.
Well, he did. He did 100 years ago. 100
wow.
years ago in March. That's how old that is.
Okay.
Just want you to know.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Guys, we have a break. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Please hold on. We'll start taking calls after this break.
1-800.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight drive. There's someone I used to see, but they don't give a damn for me.
And we're back. Okay. We are taking calls at this time. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. Give us a shout. Okay, guys. Where are we going next?
Well, I wanted to bring up one point real quick. An article I read yesterday that shows how extreme this political correctness is being. The dean of nursing, University of Massachusetts, was just fired. Her grave offense was putting out a tweet, and I'm paraphrasing it because I can't find the article right now. She put out a tweet that said, "Black lives absolutely matter, and so does every other life." In other words, all lives matter. She was summarily fired the next day. For racism, because she, as the dean of nursing at the University of Massachusetts, had the audacity to state that all lives matter. What a sick world we're living in, folks. You know, that's just one little point I remembered that I wanted to bring up about how weird things are getting. So, Rick and Rory, go ahead. I just wanted to put that one out there.
Rory?
Okay. I don't know what to say. Go ahead, Rick.
And we do have a caller, guys.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah, we can go ahead and take our caller if you want. We got Andy in Texas on line 5. Good morning, Andy.
Well, good morning. Hey, I kind of want to lighten this a little bit. Other than that, I know we've got so much torment going on in this country, but I mean, I'm actually not in Texas. That's my call sign at this point. I'm stuck in California in the high desert, and I've been here since November, the middle of November. And yeah, we got our snow and we got a whole bunch of rain and all this stuff, and it's a desert. Who thought that would come? But now I'm stuck here, and my boss is so afraid of COVID, I can't get back to Texas. So I planted what I call a freedom garden. And from November till, I don't know, January, February, I had a bee's nest living underneath the back cabin behind this house, the, like, mother-in-law's.
Lucky you.
No. Excuse me?
I said, lucky you.
Thing. So I'm going to get to the part where I'm not lucky. Okay, so now I got my garden growing in this, and I've got 3 tomato plants that are just huge, but the bees are gone. They're all gone.
Oh, no.
I had a bee's nest of honeybees. They used to attack me when I'd set out. We get 70-degree weather in January off and on here and there, and these bees would run my ass back in the house. They're gone. I don't have nothing to pollinate my food. So, Rick, I'm asking you, I got potatoes planted. They seem to be doing well, but the soil in this high desert just really sucks, and I have
Okay, so for the moment and for your purposes, we're having some problems with pollinators, the honeybees. I do the thing here, which is basically unacceptable to most people. I steer them more around large clover patches. And what I do, you know, I leave them for the bees, but when I do that, I look carefully, and I see so few bees down there. It's not at all like when I was young, where you didn't dare run barefoot through a clover patch, or you're going to get it. So what I did this week, and I've noticed that no matter what else happens, and I think I mentioned this last week, we have catmint. Catmint, I buy it at the local nursery. It's a wholesale nursery, but I have faked my way in there. The stuff has a blue to purple flower, and there are always bees on the catmint. So I bought 2 catmint plants to plant in each food patch so to attract the pollinators. But in order to attract pollinators, there would have to be pollinators. So let's cut quickly to plan B. Fertilome, the company, makes a product called Tomato and Pepper Set. And what this is when you go out in the morning, you have your newly opened nightshade flowers, whether it's the peppers or the tomatoes, and you give each one of those blossoms a spritz of this, and it will set that blossom so that you can have fruit. Now, this is not a substitute. This is not a Bill Gates substitute for bees. But in your particular situation, if I were you, I'd go grab some. You can get this at Lowe's or Home Depot. Just about any garden center will have it. The other funny thing about it is that when you do this, because the, let's say the tomato is not being pollinated by a bee, the tomato will be mostly to partially solid in the middle, which means all that juice and stuff isn't there. So you can get a practically solid tomato, which is weird. But, but let's be reasonable. The seeds and the juice were never that great in the salad anyhow, so.
Well, the sad thing about my situation was I didn't expect this to happen, but fortunately for me, I had seeds in my backpack that I've been carrying for a long time. And I guess a lot of them probably aren't as healthy as they probably should have been. So I've been planting and replanting and replanting. When nothing comes up, I replant again. The terrible thing is that the soil here just really sucks. I mean, we're in the desert, and I can't just go out and buy. I'm limited. I don't even have a car. I'm literally stuck in a house that's 3 miles away from anything. I mean, there's neighbors here and stuff, but you know, you get to be friends with them, and then holy crap, these people are brainwashed. It's California, for crying out loud. I've never been in liberal my entire life, and you know what's really sad is I don't want to put my backpack on and hitchhike my butt back to Texas, but I can't even do that because the Stasi won't let me across the border. I almost have to have papers just to walk out, and now they've got us locked down with these stupid masks. And we already know, I mean, there's so much literature out there to tell you what's wrong with wearing that mask. And I really feel like, you know, I'm over 50, so I've been around a minute. And I'm really tired of this. I was in the Army for 8 years. I thought I would join the Army and you know, keep America free, and then holy crap, I didn't even know. I did when I joined that this was a big market. It was just a big thing, you know. It has nothing to do with our freedom. And now I'm stuck in a communist state. Yeah, and I'm stuck in a communist state. And I really, you know, 4th of July means a whole lot to me. Independence Day, it meant a whole lot to me. That was going to probably the biggest purpose, because, you know, I grew up in a time when they actually told you what the Independence Day was about. And nowadays, people just think it's about barbecues and fireworks. And so, I mean, we're all stuck in this. I mean, the sad thing about this entire planet that we're on, we're supposedly floating around in this universe, and we are a special breed of people that came about. And the only thing we can think about doing right now is beating the hell out of the next guy, next killing people and stuff. I mean, and that's the narrative been given to us, because the people who are in charge, they're the ones who set the narrative. They set us up to kill each other. And if not by race, just because I don't like what you said, I'm going to kill you. Boom. You know, I mean, and this is the best
freedom
you can do. I mean,
well, is it the best you can do? I guess it is the best we can. It's, I think you're going to find that the best we can do is going to incrementally and systematically get worse for the average human being. At some point in the not-so-distant future, you're going to have more problems with freedom of speech than you're having now, I suspect. But before you get way out in front of me too far, first of all, when Hollis and Nancy moved to Florida, they're trying, you know, he's a big gardener, a very good one, too, trying to garden in almost pure sand. So he had, I think, three truckloads of compost brought in, which he incorporated in to his sand. And so now he has pretty decent soil. The other thing that I want to remind you is that if you're using the Mittlite or gardening process, you don't need dirt at all. You can grow in sawdust and sand. Just anything at all that holds the plant upright. So you're not out of options at all.
Oh, and I'm glad
you're gonna have that. You're going to have the compost delivered. You don't have to go anywhere. Just have them bring it on in and dump it where you want, if you can afford it.
Well, and see, that's the problem. No, I'm not being paid very well for being here. The best of my pay is I get to stay in this nice four-bedroom home, empty. Myself, I just adopted a dog that happened to follow me while I was walking 3 miles to the city to get supplies, and some dog came up and licked my finger. It's a pit bull Dalmatian mix, I guess. And so now I got a buddy, but no, I'm stuck there. I mean, anywhere I have to go, I have to walk. So I'm doing the best I can, and I don't see myself making it through this, to be honest with you. I really don't. I see myself probably dying of starvation at some point.
Well, we were trying to speak to that exact situation earlier, and I did it last week when I talked about my priest and my deacon and my neighbor Jim, you know, all very different people, all men of God. But the priest, of course, is a priest. The deacon, of course, is a married man with daughters, brilliant as well. And then I've got my neighbor Jim, who is working his way to heaven by taking care of all of the people around him. So, you know, 30 years ago, I would have immediately been thrilled to death to cast a judgment and say, well, yeah, Jim is a nice fella, but he ain't going to make it to heaven because he's just not following the game plan. Now I'm smart enough to know that he might get there before me. So if I had to offer advice, and I'm not really supposed to do that because I'm only me, but I would say I think you're doing fine with a house and a dog. Just take a hard look at your spiritual life and make sure that you're treating the people around you well. And let's see how you do.
And you know what? You're absolutely right, and I have done that. And so, I mean, when my boss left me here, kind of stranded me here, I branched out. I found some neighbors, and I found a way to make some money, and I'm pretty good
at doing.
Yeah, and I did that, and yet these people are just crazy people. Once you try to reason with them, boom, the relationship is over. And it's just sad that these people don't understand or can't see what's coming at them. I can, because I've been awake for years now. I mean, 2008 killed me, destroyed my fence and deck company. I ended up buying a bar. They destroyed that. The cops came in and destroyed my bar. I mean, everything I did was just, I tried to survive, took care of my four kids and my wife. Well, wife, that's another story. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything I've done is just went to compost. But I feel like I'm supposed to be here. I really feel like God delivered me to this spot. When I showed up, my favorite drink was on the counter. I found nobody likes the Buffalo Bills in California, but I found a cooler in this house when I was cleaning it up because somebody just left randomly when they were living here. They just left a whole bunch of stuff. I cleaned it up and I found so many clues, you know, I don't know. It just feels like I was supposed to be here. And it actually feels like I was supposed to meet this stupid dog that I can't get rid of. And I call him stupid, but I'm just glad he's here. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a pickle, I really don't care.
Yeah, depending on your personality, people that find themselves in prison have two choices. You can either learn to be a better criminal from the assholes around you, or you can see yourself as there for a purpose, and you'll find a lot of hungry spirits there in jail. A lot of people who really, really hunger for something that I guess was missing in their lives, which is that itch that God put there that can't be scratched by anything except Him. And so you've got two choices there, just like you're about to have right here in America with a K. You're going to have this. You can either fall prey. You can either play the game these people want you to play and run out there, shoot your neighbor, take the food, or you can take the other path. And it's kind of interesting that so many roads have been shut down, and now we're down to, as far as I can tell, I'll bet you by Christmas there are two roads left, and I'm fine with that.
So one more question, okay? So I'm worried about, there's a serious loss of water in California. So I've taken every container that I could possibly fill up with water and put it in a closet. How do I make sure that water is potable by the time I need it?
Well, there's a few simple ways. I mean, if you'll go to page 72 of Rawls's book, Surviving, and you might even get this off the web, surviving the end of the world as we know it, he will show you how to use pool shock to clean water, and you could just clean it in the end. Or there's another way to handle it, since I know you've stored up a little silver, drop one silver coin in each barrel, and you can just leave them there, and that will keep your water clean too. But, you know, there are ways. I mean, page 72 of Rawls's book, James Wesley Rawls's book, will show you how to store common everyday pool shock and use it to clean water when you're ready to drink it.
Well, I got 19 gallons. Okay, each one
well,
of
you're
my...
Gonna need, well, you're going to need a little more than that.
All right, gentlemen. Excuse me, but we have a break.
We've got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Pat in Fort Worth.
Inside each other's wounds, we all had caught the same disease, and we all sang the songs of peace.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Jerry Rafferty.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RVN. Okay, gentlemen, we have another caller. We have Pat in Fort Worth on line 9. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Pat.
Hi. Two things. One, you were talking about water. My son had an above-the-ground swimming pool, and it helped him the whole time that they had that Florida hurricane. It was months before everything was back to normal, flushing commode, whatever. But I just wanted to say that a caller said something earlier, and it had to do with the Pope and whether he was a communist or not. Well, I think that's how all of South America became socialist communist with a Catholic church. They teach that Jesus...
Oh, here you are again. You're back.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Ma'am, I am... yeah, I'm curious. What church do you go to?
What has that got to do with it? Truth is truth. Why are you asking me about me? Go look it all up.
If you have an opinion that has everything to do with it, everyone knows who I am.
Oh, okay. I guess you're real happy. You're real happy. You're real happy about the decision. Okay, you don't know about it.
Identify yourself to the listener. If you would like to render an opinion, tell us who you are. That's what I thought. Karen, first of all, two things. First of all, this woman is insane. Secondly, nice work on the music. Who were you playing going into the break? Do you remember? Hello?
Rafferty?
Jerry Rafferty.
Okay, we lost Britt. Well, what Ken said was Jerry Rafferty. I don't know where he was going with it, but that's okay. So just so people know. All right, Pat, I understand Rick's question, and I understand his opinion. But, you know, he's right. We really need to know where you're coming from on your opinion. And by the way, I agree with you that the Pope is either pushing communism or is a communist sympathizer. I agree with that.
Yes, I agree with that,
Are you still on the line, Pat?
No, I think...
No, she's not.
I think she's gone. Yeah. She's people
gone.
That wants to sprinkle you with information that she gets off of the Internet, but she has absolutely... no vetting of any of it. And this is an example of what she does. There's a guy out there named Christopher Hitchens and somebody else out there called Second Thought. Second Thought gets his information from Christopher Hitchens, let's say with regard to Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa, he hates Mother Teresa with a passion. And I don't think, I meant to say this on the show, and if I'm being redundant, I apologize. But Mr. Hitchens cannot stand Mother Teresa, most of all, her stance on pro-life. He calls her stance on pro-life tantamount to forced animal reproduction. In other words, he's talking about meat production. And this guy, you know, he's one of these guys that thinks he's a heavy-duty thinker. But he's so smart, he's smarter than God. And he reckons that it's going to be just great killing all the babies. And he wants you to listen to that. And that's where she's getting this stuff.
Okay, guys, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay,
we have top of the hour break. We have our top of the hour break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Call in number is 1-800-313-9443.
Ain't got much, but what we got's ours. We dig snow and
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.